live to Yulee now. In closing argument set for later this morning in the sentencing trial of admitted deputy killer in Nassau County, Patrick McDowell, facing either the death penalty or life in prison for killing deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop in 2021. Action News Jax Alexis Clevenger is live outside of the Nassau County Courthouse. You've been following a lot of the testimony that has come forward, a lot of it very compelling and emotional on all sides. And at this point, it's really the last chance for the attorneys to have their final say before the jury goes out.
Yeah, that's right. So both the state attorney and the defense team for Patrick McDowell get one final shot to argue their case, and then it'll be up to the jury to recommend life in prison or the death penalty, and a judge will have to choose whether or not to accept either recommendation. Now, since the start of the penalty phase last Monday, jurors have heard testimony from McDowell himself, his family and friends, as well as fellow Marines and psychologists, just to name a few. Now, every single day, Deputy Joshua Moyer's family has had a front row seat in the courtroom. And yesterday, the defense wrapped up its last few witnesses. One of them includes a forensic psychiatrist. And on the stand, he says McDowell's PTSD was a major contributing factor in why he shot Deputy Moyers.
Can't imagine how difficult it is for the Moyers family and others to be involved in that every single day, to hear over and over again what happened to their loved one, and also some of the allegations that are coming in the sentencing hearing. Keep listening for updates. We do anticipate at some point to get the decision by the jury. And again, as Alexis just said, the judge will ultimately impose sentence. It's no longer required under Florida law to be a unanimous verdict, by the way. We'll have updates for you throughout the day today, and we can always send you breaking news alerts in the 104.5 WOKV app. Alexis, thanks.